Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hi, everybody. Hey, everybody. Hi. Thank you for tuning in to the Global Vision for Living Today. You know, Scripture says without vision, somebody, me, you, is going to perish. And we don't want to have that. When people lack knowledge, when people don't want to hear the knowledge set down from above, and it's free and open to everyone, we're going to have a problem. But today's topic on the Global Vision for Living Today show is, how do I know God hears my prayers? Many prayers are sent up to God day and night from around the world. And many still do not get the results they seek, nor the relief requested of God. Why? What is the problem? Aren't we worthy of an answer? Well, you're going to find that information out right now. Colonel Harrison is with us today. Hi, Colonel Harrison. Would you like to say a word and welcome yourself in as only you can?
Good morning, Dr. Capitina and listening audience. All is well, and I pray and hope that all is well with you and our listening audience. Good to be on the air for another episode.
Well, you know what? Some are saying, well, how do I know God hears my prayers? Well, if you're listening in, if you're tuning in, if you can hear my voice, Colonel Harrison's voice, you know what? God has heard some kind of prayer, and it also means that God, the creator God, Psalm 83:18, God, that says, Jehovah, that thou, whose name art Jehovah, Jehovah art the most high God of all the earth. And that's the only God that we're really interested in. You know, we honor and respect the other lower gods, but the one supreme God, the one that says at Genesis 1:1, that God created, the creative God, he created mankind. Come on. Let us create man. Come on, God, this God, Jehovah God, created heaven and earth. I don't want to go up against a God with that kind of power. I know Psalm 90 says that, hey, 70 or 80, and if you didn't win past 70, I know ain't nobody thinking about going up against that God. You are godless if you are. You're not going up against a God. You're insane. I heard something this morning about that. That is mental illness, going up against God, trying to buck God. I know Bishop Mim said you can try, but you're going to die trying. And I never forgot that, and I was really not of his faith. But, yes, let's get right into how do I know God hears my prayers. You know what? Many prayers are not heard by God because they are not prayers that glorify God. Give me this. I need this. I want that. And these people know they are not thinking about God except to in name only. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. When their prayers do not glorify God, they're begging in and begging out. When they do not glorify God with their prayers, no. You know what? God is not going to hear it. He might, you know, put his ear sideways, but we're not going to get the results. And then a lot of times I've heard that, hey, people ask for things that are not even in the will of God. Oh, God, do this. Oh, God, do that. Ask not in his will. You've got to say, God, is this your will? And most of us really already know. But the guy on the show this morning said they are really religious cowards. They're asking for something, but it's not in his will. Oh, can you save my son? Can you save my daughter? Can you? That might not be in God's will. God does not expect us to ask him to do anything for anyone that do not believe in his ways and practice his ways. So if we don't ask in the will of God, we know we got a problem. Don't even ask your neighbor. Don't ask your mama. Mama, how do I know God hears my prayers? Look at yourself. What are you doing? Most of these prayers, they're not in harmony with God's purpose. all. And if you really know that God, most people think, oh, he's just a God. Oh, God, yes. You know, I'm hungry. Oh, God, I need this. And you know what? And Colonel Harrison is going to expose on this. This ain't no God to play with. In fact, he disgusts us. He don't give us what we should have or what would be beautiful on us or what would make us truly happy as a human being. They're asking something that has nothing to do with God's purpose, because he will tell you what he's going to do. So you don't have to go around the back door and try to ask him to change the, oh, but can you do this? The prayers that they pray, no, he's not going to hear that if they're not in harmony with his purpose in our life. If we're the one praying, that means our life. It doesn't mean anybody else's life. My father used to say each foot got to stand on its own space of ground, not in harmony with God's purpose at all. God then told us what his purpose is. Most of us want to tell God what to do in a prayer. That is not a prayer, a solemn request. Want to tell God, do this, God. I need you to do that, God. Okay, God. Then a lot of us, hey, I had this lesson with a young lady last night. They're not worthy in his name. A lot of people just want to fall down and think God's going to look the other way. He's going to look right while they're doing wrong on the left. That is not being worthy. God says you must be holy as I am holy. Worthy. They ain't worthy. You're not worthy. How do I know God is? Are you worthy? Are you worthy to be heard? Then is your prayer showing God that you're obeying him, obeying God? Are you doing what God says in his word? Have you been told what to do about this God and you're not doing it? You're not worthy of him. No, he said you must be holy. I'm going to let Colonel Harrison jump in here on this one. Jesus said no one comes to the Father except through me. Uh-oh, so I know I got a problem. You got to, whatever Jesus Christ has asked us to do, he's telling you, you ain't going to get there. He is the one, God the Father, and in my name, the name of Jesus, amen. You're not getting past Jesus Christ if you think you are. You're not, he said it, no one comes to the Father except through me. Colonel Harrison, what do you think about some of those reasons? How a person can know that God hears him? I don't want him to hear nothing if he ain't going to do nothing. So hey, I'm only going to God because I know he will, I know he can, and I know he said he could. And even if he don't do what I ask him, I know he's able. Colonel Harrison, talk to us about that. Nobody comes to Jehovah except through Jesus.
Yes, Dr. Capitano, the reason why no one can come to Jehovah, the Bible teaches that, except through and by his son Jesus Christ, is because John 3:16, the Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So Jesus is the son of God. Unlike some religions teach that Jesus was a prophet, Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, forever. We have to make sure that we get to know who the true and living God is. Psalm 83:18, God, Jehovah, that so that men may know that thou, whose name is Jehovah, is the most high over all the earth. And so we have to accept God's Son. That makes us righteous. That puts us in a position where when we pray, that is having a talk with God, that he can hear the prayers and our requests and our desires and consider honoring and answering and fulfilling them. I'll pause.
Oh, my God, that is so true. And, you know, people wake up blaming God. Well, he ain't nothing happened. I didn't pray for I don't know how many years, and ain't nothing. My life ain't got no better. My household ain't got no better. You know what? That's the reason why. That's the reason why. We have got to walk worthy in the name of this God. How are you going to God or lie on God? I've heard so many people lie about God until, you know what, not even ashamed. I know why they're lying, but that's not going to circumvent God in their life, Jesus Christ blessing their life, just to get up and eat and be able to drive down the street. What is that? What is that? I read somewhere months ago that millions don't even have cars. What is that? You're not living because you can get up and eat and go down the street and sit up here and skin and grin. That is not living. The Bible explains that they might have life through Jesus Christ. So God and his son has got to be integrally in their life. You don't have to wonder, oh, you know, if I do this, and oh, yeah, if I do. You know what? It's not predicated on that. No one comes to the Father except through me. I don't blame Jesus Christ for saying that. He is a spirit God that came down. He was sent down from Jehovah, from the Father, and gave his life. And I'm going to stand up and lie about him and to him. No, he's not going to hear your prayer. No, this is something. Well, how do I know? Are you in his will? Are you glorifying God with your life? Can people look at you and say, I don't know what it is, but I was sent here to help you. Hey, Satan, did you hear that? Ask not in his will. Asking for something else. Oh, can you help George? Can you help Randy? Can you help it? You know what? How do you know they even need help? Look at their life. What are they doing with it? You don't need my help. You know, I'll be nice and kind. Not harmony. No harmony. Satanic harmony with God's purpose. That is not going to get Jehovah to hear your prayer and answer. Why go to him if you're not going to get an answer? You want something that you can't do yourself. You want to get something, have something. Bible says, pray ye one for another. How you going to pray for somebody else and I'm not, you not, they not walking in his will? I know mental illness has engulfed planet Earth, but that is the lowest of the low. How are we going to ask for prayers? And you know what? Bishop Mims was a very well-known pastor. People came from all over the state on a Sunday just to hear him. And he one day he sat up there and said three words and said, okay, that was the sermon. We can all go back home. Nobody grumbled or nothing. They went on back. I remember I was in his office and somebody from Diamond Board called. They didn't get up with some craziness. They went on back home. They figured, well, those three words must have been for them. We got to get in harmony, you guys, with God's purpose and stop lying on it. People call me all the time. Can you pray for me? Can you pray? You know what? If I know them well enough, I will. But just like Bishop Mims, he said, oh, no, uh-uh. No. Don't ask me to pray for him. I'm not going to take too long to say why he said it. He had 3,000 on the floor of the church and 2,000 sitting up there in the balcony. 5,000 people plus, and they worried him all through the week. Obviously thought he had something to say. But when you're not living in harmony with God's purpose, when you don't even know that purpose, what are you going to him for? When you fall down on our knees, when we fall down on our knees and say, just like I told one last night, hey, you got to fall down and ask this God, Jehovah God, straighten me out. Straighten me out. Straighten me out. I want to do your will. I want to know your will. I want to walk harmony with your will. I want my life to change so that people don't have to see or hear me open my mouth up. Oh, did you hear about that woman called so-and-so? We need to stop praying and thinking God is going to do anything for us. He said, I'm going to take care of you. He said, I'm going to give you something to eat. He said, I'm going to lift you up. You lift me up, I'm going to lift you up. A lot of people is not even walking around in their own purpose. Walking around, they don't even know why they was born. You lift me up. Now, how are we going to lift up God, Colonel Harrison? How are we going to lift up God so that he will hear our prayers? How are we going to lift him up? No wonder some ain't got nothing on one foot in death's door. I'm talking to all you out there in radio land. You're not doing right by God. you're not doing God right. And we can't lie and say we don't know. You know, a lot of us want to go down that road. Oh, yes, you do. Trust in God. The Bible says trust in the Lord. They ain't got that. Oh, I think, you know, I'm too scared. You know what? God would not hear and answer your prayer. Colonel, have you ever heard of someone call you and ask you to pray for them and they want you to tell God what to do? Have you ever heard that in your ministerial life?
Yes, I've heard it, Dr. Coppertine, and I've told them they have to develop a personal relationship with God and therefore live a righteous life that's pleasing to God. They'll be able to pray for themselves. Yes, I pray for the membership of the church all the time, but I teach them that they have to learn to pray for themselves. And as I said, they have to develop that relationship with God. God has a great purpose for our life, and our will is our desire, our choice of things that we want. But God has a purpose for mankind. One is to serve God, and we have reverence and honor and respect God, and the other is to replenish the earth, develop children. So we just have to make our mind up whether we're going to serve God in God's kingdom or serve the enemy in his kingdom. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and only one true and living God.
You know what? And you got to be real. You have said it in a nutshell. I know when my father was released from prison, Mama said he was walking on the railroad track. He got out of prison. They gave him a little money, and his dad was mad at him because he was not going to set his ministry up in his church sitting next to him. He said, well, give me some chance to get out here, Papa, and get some experience. He was walking the railroad track. Mama said it was one slice of bacon in the house, two eggs, and I think a half a loaf of bread. Said they didn't have anything because Bishop was a strong, staunch man. He knew if he went for God for real, he was going to help him. He was walking on the railroad track, an old white man in a pickup truck. And where you going, boy? Or something like that, he said. My father tells us, he was telling the story before he died almost every month. I'm going to cut through the chase. He was not only set up, but he was set up around the likes of Doris Day, Marvin Melcher, and Margaret. I could go on and on. And because his heart was right, but it was right toward God. It wasn't just right because it was right. What is that? Oh, their heart is good. You know what? I've been really thinking about that lately on my own self for personal reasons. But if it ain't right toward God, then that makes me a lie. Their heart is not right. But the man thought James Mims, Howard Mims' heart was right. And with all those white folks, I look at the picture at least two or three times a year. All of them surrounded him, and there was the name, the household of God, Bible. You know what? How do you know God hears your prayer? That was a good example. He said, if you set me up, I'll serve you till I die. And he did just that. And he gave his daughter, me, a charge. I'm not playing. And I've been laying here thinking about a lot of things. What am I going to say to the people? I got to first say, you got to glorify God first before he hear your prayers. Ain't no getting around it. You ain't smart enough. You ain't pretty enough. You ain't got enough money enough. How many rich men died with millions in the bank, millions of dollars worth of property, living in big homes? Can't take any of that, but go walk around on 2 feet thinking God is going to, you know what? All of y'all, you better ask, because you don't know how, you better ask him, how can I glorify you? And you better be ready for the answer, and then be ready to do it. You're going to die. You're going to die. We're all appointed one day. So like I told this Bible study student, when are you going to start? Well, how much time do you think to play hogging something, this is to call it, hogging with God? How long do you think you got to do it? God is watching that. Do not glorify God. He's not going to hear your prayers. If you ask anything that is not in his will for you, you get nothing. if you're walking about not in harmony with God's purpose. You know, when you sing, they put the tenors over here. They put the sopranos over here. They put the mezzo sopranos over there, the altos here. We cannot get out of the space of intention that God has on our life. Jealousy, envy, craziness, insaneness. We are all of us, me, you, we're all wasting our time running before God. No, he's not going to answer nothing. And he's going to let you watch the world at large go on and do their thing. Because some of them really is glorified God. And God knows he gives them this big house, he gives them this, he gives them that, they're going to put his name all over it. Because while they walking, not with all that, they are lining their life up. They have lined their life up. And they have said, not your will. Not my will, but your will, oh God. Somebody ain't saying that. Whatever God says, you know what, it don't mean nothing. Yeah, okay, well, I heard it. You know, I know it. When do we stop that? He said, I'm going to have your skirts lifted up over your head and your enemy's going to see it. I sure hope I'm alive to see about five things because I know Jehovah don't lie. And I know if I'm struggling to try to keep up in the makeup, what about them? You looking in the eyes of the dead. I was so frightened yesterday at a little meeting. And all of a sudden, and I've got to talk to this person about it. The chills ran down my spine. Now, I don't know what it means. You know what? Let's stop playing with God. If you're not asking God to give you strength to serve him for real, you need to start today. If you're not asking God to show me the way for real, hey, please stop. Your prayers, you keep praying. Don't let Satan fool you. Oh, well, yeah, they're all right. They're all right. I tell you what, if you think before any of us die that we are going to live outside of God's will and great things are going to come to us or happen to us, you know what? You're in for a rude awakening. Hallelujah. Praise God. No one comes to the Father except through me. Colonel Heston, what do you do with people that you might know some that trying to live on their own will, trying to live by their own force, trying to live by their own small knowledge in a brain that is worth what, about a dollar and a quarter. Some brains they can't even sell from the autopsy table. Hallelujah. Colonel Harrison, what do you tell people that believe God is going to hear and answer their prayer and they're not walking worthy of this God?
You told them, Doc, that they have to change their ways. They have to turn around. They have to yield their will to God. Once they yield their will to God, God will be done. When I witness to them, I tell them with mankind, as the Bible says, with man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. We are limited in our thinking, limited in our ability to reason, limited in our ability to handle and take care of certain situations in our lives. So we have to be mindful of the fact that there is a God, and once we render, once we yield, once we humble ourselves, once we seek God and change our ways and live a life that's pleasing unto God, then God hears the prayers of the righteous. Then God brings about a change in our lives, and then God can mend and mold us and lead us in the direction he wants us to go and live a life that's pleasing unto him.
Yes, that's very true. And, you know, a lot of people think, well, a bomb ain't dropped on me, so I'm okay. I ain't been shot in the head, so it's okay. I haven't got stabbed in my neck yesterday, so I guess I'm okay. Yeah, I done paid my rent on the first, so I guess I'm okay. I got two pieces of bread in the refrigerator, so I'm okay. I got a little piece of money in my, you know what, we need to stop. Stop. Bishop Mim said, slow down. Pull over to the curb and stop. We need to stop. Stop. And right now, Now, when we talk about not glorifying God, does God hear us when we don't glorify him with our life, Colonel Harrison?
Yes, we have to glorify him with our individual lives. People need to be able to see the God in us, the way we live in, the way we carry ourselves, what we say, what we do, others we reach out to help. People need to know that there is a way to live a life that's pleasing to God, the God in heaven, the God who's made heaven and earth and everything that dwells therein. And we have to be that shining light. We have to be that star, beside the star that's inscribed in the Hollywood on the sidewalk. We have to be that beacon of light to give people hope that they can see and know that there are people that's living a life in a special way. Those people living a life, carrying themselves in a special way, are people more than likely have God in their lives because he has touched them and changed them, and therefore you can see their light and their life shine.
My God, you really answered all that in a nutshell. And I was just thinking about the statement you used, pleasing God. You know what? I'm reaching out to all you guys, like I said earlier in this radio land. What else do we have to do but please God? What else in the world do we have to do anyway but please that God? How can I, you know what, I had a little situation and it's a very bad misunderstanding with my daughter and a statement she made about myself and my health. She totally denied all of that. Now, see, I was wondering, well, you know what, these people, God, you know what, I know who they are. I know what they got. I'm not trying to pray to, I don't pray to God to keep my children alive. Am I crazy? They got to learn to do that on their own. I've got to teach them that. Why am I hiding out somewhere? Oh, can you? I'm praying for so-and-so. I'm praying. That is not anything accepted by God. I need to teach them to pray for themselves. And a big understanding came, and she said, Mama, I'm going to prove it. I told her that, but I didn't mean it the way she said it. I'm going to church with you Sunday. I said, wait a minute. Did I invite you? She said, Mama, I have seen in your life, you ain't going to stop. You ain't no joke, Mama. That's why I gave you that card saying you are the real superwoman of planet Earth. I'm looking at the card the girl gave me now, and I cried for 2 days when she gave it to me. Now, I couldn't have said, oh, come on to church, and oh, church, by my example, they know I don't play. It's Jehovah God, Jesus, all the way every chance I get. So now, if I get her in there beside me, God knows, oh, my God, an attorney and an MBA, double that, double major, oh, yeah, they can sure help me with a lot of things going over at the church I'm in. You don't have to worry. Hey, take it to God if you can get a prayer through. If God know you're doing right, if God know you're talking right, if God know he said, proclaim my name. Are you any of us, y'all proclaiming that name? Hallelujah. That's a testimony. I told her, whatever you do, don't come in black. I'm wearing black. And, oh, we had a time. Hey, Jehovah will not leave you behind. He will hear your prayer. I wasn't praying for him. I was going on praying for my own life, that he give me the strength to keep on talking about him. Somebody on this call, you have been blessed to hear this lesson. Stop doing what you are doing. Dead, burn the dead. That's all you're doing. Put God out there and see what you get. And I know, and she's been, this daughter was my father's favorite. She was the star of the show. She could do no wrong. And I know if she show up and like what she see, and she's beautiful, she's going to call the other three in. I don't have to worry. Put God first. Don't try to tell God what to do for others. Be worthy in his name. Obey God. Glorify him in all you do. Ask not in your will, but his will. Yours don't count. Hallelujah. That's how you will know if you're interested, that God hears your prayers. God bless you all. Very good lesson. Yay. If you haven't learned nothing today, you won't be able to. God bless you. We'll see you next Saturday, God willing, on the Global Vision for Living Today show. God bless you all.